I'm very happy now to welcome back Aaron Levantman. He is doing a staged reading of a play and film. I guess it's a screen. Well, what is it?
Well, it's a good question. So
the play that you're going to do the stage reading of is called What Happened Was by Tom Noonan.
Correct.
And it's both a theater piece and a film.
Right. It was actually written for the purpose of making into a film. It was originally done at the Paradise Theater, which was Tom Noonan's theater company, in 93, and he wrote the play primarily to make a film version of it. So it's hardly ever been done live. So it was performed initially just for, I believe, just once, and then the film version was he made with the actress Karen Sillis, who's in the film. The script that you read, there is no published play version of this. It's the screenplay is the only thing that exists.
Oh, okay.
And it hasn't been published. I actually got it directly from Tom Noonan's literary agent.
Oh, very interesting.
So it's a very rare reading of this amazing play that for some reason is just not in the body of great American contemporary plays, which I think it should be. So we're excited to be presenting it tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that the intention of this play, because it's only two people and it all happens in one apartment, it's your classic stage kind of setting.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole thing about films is that you can go anywhere and you can go around in time and so on. And this is a play or a script that does what theater does best, which is explores the subtle relationships and kind of revelations of what happens when two people get together. And in this case, it's a man and a woman who work together at a law firm, and the woman is basically from a working class family, and she's an executive secretary, and she's sort of come up in life, and he's sort of come down in life, because he went to Harvard and went to law school, but he's only a paralegal.
Right. What I love about the play and plays like this is that it's seemingly a very simple story about two people on a first date, but by the end of the play, you realize it's really about life. It's about everything. It's about these big issues about, you know, what we've done with our lives, about regrets, about, you know, how our insecurities affect our relationships, these kind of big issues. But yet on the surface, if you look at the plot, two people on a first date.
Right, and starting out on a very awkward first
extremely.
Date that gives you flashbacks to your own very most awkward first date ever kind of thing.
Right, and then continues to get stranger from there. It's interesting because the two characters work together. They see each other every day, but they're actually alone for the first time in this kind of intimate setting, and it shows how different people relate to each other when they're in one setting as opposed to another.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, because there are references when the two of them are on this awkward date, having at least at first very awkward conversations. You have signals that the way they are when they're at work is really different.
Right, and you know, it's also hard to know. We talked about this a lot in rehearsal. It's hard to know if they're actually telling the truth, like when the character says he went to Harvard, when she talks about her family. There's some uncertainty as to whether they're actually exaggerating or making things up, or actually if that's really what their life has been. So it creates this kind of mystery about who they are, which gets revealed by the end of the play, but you're still left with this somewhat of an uncertainty about what their future is going to be with each other and with themselves personally.
Now, you are playing the character of Michael, who is a very complicated person. You were telling me before we went on the air that when this was in rehearsal for the film version, they rehearsed it for the better part of a year.
Exactly. And so a lot of what you're seeing in the script are probably things that the actors themselves probably invented and came upon during the rehearsal period. But yeah, it's a pretty amazing rehearsal period. Most rehearsal periods are 3 weeks, so 9 months or a year is pretty unusual. But what you get, as you were saying before, is you get this kind of naturalism, because these people became these characters over the course of that year. And it's hard to imagine that they're not actually these people when you see the film version. And the script is it's great for actors to work with, because it really feels how people talk and relate to each other. There isn't a lot of artifice or pretense, as you see in certain plays.
So have you been rehearsing it for a long time as well?
Well, we did a reading of it at the Santa Fe Playhouse a couple months ago. They were kind enough to give us the space in between their productions for what they call their off-the-wall series. And we did it then, and people really loved it. And I was thrilled that people responded to it the way I was hoping they would. And we wanted to do it again. I've been in touch with the Jean Cocteau Cinema and asked, because I heard that they were doing these readings on Monday and Tuesday nights during sort of their quiet evenings during the week. We haven't rehearsed a lot. We certainly, you can never, for this play in particular, rehearse enough, but we've rehearsed as much as we can, and we feel really good about where we're at with it. So.
So the play is called What Happened Was mm-hmm. by Tom Noonan, mm-hmm. and it's a staged reading. And I have to say, I love staged readings because a lot is left up to the imagination of the mm-hmm. person in the audience, mm-hmm. and that works really well.
Yeah, exactly. We were able to stage a little bit more at the Playhouse because we had the full stage here. It's a much smaller setup, but I think it doesn't really matter. I think you really... The play is engaging enough that whether you're moving around on stage or not, it's really quite captivating and quite funny at the same time.
Are you using any props? And
we're not. I find using props in a staged reading can be a little distracting when you're holding a script, to try and be picking things up and putting things down. So we do a little bit of miming when we have to, but we opted not to have someone reading the stage directions because we thought it would slow things down and get in the way.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's really just us. The first time, the feedback we got is people really figured out what we were doing without us having to use props or a narrator. So
now, are you going to do a full production? Is that in the works at all?
I would certainly love to. I've been asked that several times, and producing a production is such a big project to take on that I would have to sort of find the right time and the right resources and the right people to help me do it. But it's a very easy play to do. It's in an apartment. It's a two-person play, and it's... Again, it's a play I would love to see done more often and for more people to know about and to do productions of it as well, so I would certainly love to be one of those people. So it's certainly something I'm thinking about.
The play is called What Happened Was... ..
Mm-hmm.
It's by Tom Noonan, and you will be performing along with mm-hmm. Mary Beth Lindsay,
yes.
who has been in a number of productions here in Santa Fe.
She has. She played Emily in Our Town. She's been in several of the Benchwarmers festivals, including the current one that she's going to be appearing in, and she's also played Mariah in Twelfth Night at the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society. And I almost didn't want to do the play unless she could do it, because I knew she was going to be perfect for it, and she brings an amazing amount of charisma and energy to the performance.
Does she do a New York accent?
She doesn't, but it kind of comes up naturally because of how it's written.
Yeah.
There's sort of a we kind of make fun of New York accents in the reading a little bit, because there's some lines that she has that we kind of put on to, I think Tom Noonan is making fun of how New Yorkers talk to each other in the play, and so that comes up a lot in how we read it.
Right.
And Michael Graves, who directed us, is this veteran actor director who moved here a few years ago and did a one-man show recently about Mark Twain at the Playhouse, and he's been incredibly helpful in us finding all of the right moments, because there's a lot of little intricate details in the play that we really needed someone like him to help us bring out, so we're really grateful to him.
So it's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Theater. Aaron Levittman, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.